carried. We go to motions. Moved by Bonnie Crombie, seconded by Jim Tobey, whereas the foundation of the city of Mississauga has been built on the principles of good governance, integrity, and ethics, and whereas all levels of government across the country have begun re-examining their governance issues, believing that these practices can always be strengthened and improved and should be reviewed for compliance on a regular basis. And whereas these principles could be improved and strengthened in the city of Mississauga through the creation of a new governance committee. Now, therefore, be it resolved that staff prepare a draft terms of reference for a new governance committee with the mandate to examine issues including, but not limited to, the role of the integrity commissioner, ethics, lobbying, the code of conduct, and election financing be approved. You've heard the motion. All those in... Sorry. Councillor Crombie.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Certainly, the genesis of this was when I was nominated to the Integrity Commissioner Nominating Committee, and whereas we have gone a long way to creating the office and the role of the Integrity Commissioner, and I looked at, could this committee be broadened perhaps to consider other issues that are also pertinent? You know, as a city, we've gone a long way to fulfilling the recommendations that Justice Cunningham has made. In fact, even ahead of the tabling of the report, we have a code of conduct in place, and I think that's terrific. But there comes a time for every city that we should be on an ongoing basis reviewing issues like, can we do better? What else should we be doing? Let's look at best practices among other cities, certainly with respect to how other cities deal with issues of integrity, ethics, lobbying. You know, is there a role for changing to our election financing? So I thought that the role of this committee could be broadened if that's possible. And so what I'm suggesting, based on the conversation we had last week at General Committee, that we turn to the staff and ask them to review this issue of a governance committee and perhaps look at what possible terms of reference it could have, and if we couldn't perhaps fold in the Integrity Commissioner Nominating Committee into this larger committee that considers other issues that many, many other municipalities, cities have gone a long way to creating, to review on an ongoing basis whether or not we've adopted all the best practices that are out there, and, you know, reviewing how we conduct ourselves going forward.
Thank you. Councillor Tobey.
Yes, thank you. I'm very, very pleased to second this motion. I'd like to thank Councillor Crombie for bringing it forward. It was actually one of the planks in my election campaign, was to form a committee of good governance. And I think it goes, it really is something that the city has been engaged in. I think this council and the previous council have done really taken major leaps forward as far as, you know, all, as has already been discussed with the recommendations that have come forward from Justice Cunningham. But the other piece of it as well, of course, is that we now have a 40-year strategic plan, and we have all these committees that we've had forever, and we're not sure how those committees fit into our strategic plan, and do they actually put our strategic plan forward. So I think that would be something that this committee would also have a look at. And I just think this is a really good day for all of us. I know everyone around this council chamber is committed to good governance, and I think this will be a great way to review and refine and make sure that we produce the best government we can moving forward. So I'm very, very happy to second this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Tobey. Councillor Sato.
Thank you, Madam Acting Mayor. I'm also very much in favor of this committee, but I would ask that... that the recommendation be strengthened a little bit, Councillor Crombie. You're asking, all this really does is ask staff to prepare draft terms of reference for our committee. I think if there is the will of council to have a governance committee, then what we should first be doing is establishing the committee, appointing the members of council to the committee, and those members of council would then sit with staff, prepare a draft terms of reference that would come back to council for endorsement for the work of the committee. Otherwise, I think we're sending something to staff that is really council's responsibility to establish, as this is not a staff committee, it's a committee of council dealing with our governance issues, and I don't think it's fair to put that on to staff to second guess what we're going to want as terms of reference for the committee. So I would ask that there was another recommendation on today, there's another motion that is appointing the members of council to the integrity commissioner nominating committee, and I don't see any need for us to pass that resolution. I think it should be rolled into the governance committee. So I would ask if you would consider a friendly amendment on the now therefore be it resolved that council establish a governance committee and work with staff to bring the draft terms of reference back to council for endorsement.
Councillor Crombie is preparing.
Okay. All right. And in addition, I would ask that there be another whereas at the bottom that the Integrity Commissioner Nominating Committee be dissolved and its role included in the Governance Committee, and the following members of council be appointed to the committee. And then the names of those of us that agreed to serve on the committee on that other motion would be added in with yours.
Sir, can you clarify that again to withdraw the one motion, which is
withdraw the motion.
Friendly amendment, really. Yeah.
It is a friendly amendment, but there's a withdrawal requested here.
Yeah, well, we don't need to. When we pass this, we need to dissolve the Integrity Commissioner Committee, as I understand it, because we established that committee. So if we could just have in this resolution
in the membership
roll in the membership
into Councillor Crombie's motion.
And I think the clerk understands what
I... Yeah, and I think I do. So while Councillor Crombie is finishing that one up and initialing it, and Councillor Toby has to initial the changes, I'll carry on with following Reverend... Sorry?